Election unrest in Zimbabwe short-circuits a ministry team. Thousands of young people in Africa are being urged to reach for life, and revival comes out of devastating famine in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has won a recount in the contentious election. Amidst growing tensions, there are now more calls for a coalition government to keep the peace. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says the situation has had an impact on their team.
There was a concern that we would enter a time of potential violence if we sent our team into Zimbabwe in August. Things may escalate rather than become more stable, and so we felt that we had better cancel our trip or actually postpone it for another time.
Detter says their permanent team still needs funds and prayer support because
our team is able to enter into places that gives them the opportunity to share the gospel. Often it's places that they would not have access to unless they were bringing something that will provide tangible help. And so it gives them credibility. They're helping more than 1,200 families.
Meanwhile, International Bible Society Send the Light says their Reach for Life program is having a positive impact on HIV/AIDS among young people worldwide. IBS STL's Peter Torrey says they're sealing young people off from the pandemic.
We believe the best way to do that is to help young people have a right relationship with God, and that gives them the basis and the power for living the right way and how to live a pure lifestyle and stay away from HIV.
Reach for Life contains straightforward material on HIV, life, salvation, and growing in faith.
Each book is read by about 4 to 6 people. So when you begin to multiply that out by thousands of books, the impact is really significant. For many of these kids, when they take this New Testament home, it's the only Bible in that home.
$3 can buy one for a youth in Africa, Eastern Europe, the Caribbean, and Thailand with plans to expand. That gift reaches more than one person, though. You're listening to Mission Network News. The famine caused by an infestation of rats only happens every 50 years in India. The last 2 years' worth of harvest have been devoured by the multiplying rat population. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says the process called Mautam is being addressed by the Mautam Task Force. What exactly are they doing?
Farmers are given seeds of cash crops such as ginger to plant and grow. The rats do not eat ginger. While they grow ginger, the farmers are provided with rice for their sustenance.
Those who can't farm are given other jobs, and so far no one has died from starvation. The task force is constantly researching other cash crops for the future. However, church giving suffers because of this, says Padidi.
We are trusting the Lord to raise up many among the household of faith to come to their aid by becoming prayer partners or providing financial support to enable them to carry on their ministries.
Next, interpreting what true global transformation looks like will be the topic at hand in August. Food for the Hungry and George Fox University in the U.S. are co-sponsoring the Transformational Development Conference. Speakers and those who attend will wrestle with not just where Christians are helping and how, but with the actual outcome and posture they should be striving for. Its purpose is to build a foundation for engaging and educating development workers. Find out more online. And it's the time of year that E3 Partners is marking the accomplishments and blessings of last year. Through their ministries, 212,000 people came to faith in Christ. Across 32 countries, almost 2,000 churches were planted by believers from the U.S. who served on mission teams. They need prayer and financial partners to help them reach even more people this year. Pray that all E3 Partners' time, talents, and resources will be used to their fullest measure. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive MNN Daily at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.